This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. On Tuesday, August 17th, I'm Will O'Donnell, Communications Director for the Jefferson County Public Utility District No. 1. On the air today to tell you about some recent and exciting developments in expanding access to broadband in our county. While the PUD supplies power to over 20,000 homes and businesses, less than 50 customers get their internet from the PUD today. Actually, it's less than 50. Only around a dozen businesses purchase internet from the PUD. And not even internet, just connections to our fiber optic cables. Those businesses in turn sell the connection to the end users, aka the homes and businesses. Confused yet? It's been confusing for us too. That's part of why we don't have a lot of connections. In fact, the PUD has only been in the internet business for about 8 years, exactly the same amount of time it's been in the power business. In 2013, the same year the PUD became responsible for maintaining the power lines and providing you electricity, the PUD also acquired 25 miles of fiber optic cable running around Port Townsend and out to Port Hadlock. And yet, nearly every day for the last 8 years, customers from around the county have called the PUD asking to connect to the fiber, or to have the PUD build fiber into their neighborhood, or to ask the PUD to do something, anything, to help them get better, or in some cases, any internet service. While Port Townsend and parts of Port Hadlock and Port Ludlow have access to high-speed internet, most of our county still has not much better than dial-up connection over copper phone lines. Some can't even get that and pay for expensive cell or satellite services that might let them send email or maybe watch a movie, but can't provide the two-way instant data stream necessary for online school or meetings. For 5 of the last 8 years, the best the PUD could reasonably say to the folks asking for help was, "We were aware of their issues." For the last 3 years, however, we added that we were looking into it to see what we could do. Now, however, we're finally able to say that we're working on it. And that's because in the last 6 months, the state of Washington has changed the laws, now allowing PUDs to both build and sell internet service. And the federal government has released billions of dollars to help rural communities afford the high cost of building fiber directly to homes and businesses. The PUD has already announced its first project, building fiber to over 1,600 homes and businesses in Quilcene and Discovery Bay. We've applied for a large grant, and if we're awarded that funding, we'll begin building in 2022. We're also developing plans for extending fiber from Chimicum to the Coil and back along Paradise Bay and Beaver Valley Road. And we're looking at options to make it easier to connect to fiber we've already built between Port Townsend and Port Hadlock, reducing construction costs to increase the number of connections. All of which is exciting and for many, long overdue. But even in the best of scenarios, it's still going to be a while before anyone sees a charge for internet service on their PUD bill. We'll keep you posted as developments and opportunities arise on this radio station, on our website, or wherever else you get the news. You can also keep up with the latest developments from the PUD on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, or directly from our website, jeffpud.org. Thanks again. I'm Will O'Donnell, Communications Director, and stay tuned.